iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today I'm joined by Kamu Palan. And Kamu Palan is from Golden Tours and she in fact is the director there. But she also runs various other organisations as well. She does run a company called Golden Tours and a number of companies where Golden Tours, she's the finance director amongst other things as well as a director and company secretary as well. She also runs a charity company called Palan Foundation, and this is mainly for the education on children and adults who are studying Hinduism in England and also in India as well. She's a patron in India in a girls' school in Ahmedabad, and she also is involved in running the Diwali in Trafalgar Square in the UK. Other projects that she's involved in is World War One and Two, where working with the UK museums is very much apparent, and also Hindu matters in Britain. So amongst the many things that she does, she also looks after people's health and well-being as well, which is why we've invited her onto the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. Kamu, hello, and a very warm welcome to you. Welcome back.
Hello, Tony. Thank you so much for inviting me again on your show.
You're very welcome, and it's always lovely talking with you. Always so much to learn. So here we are then, pre-Diwali, during Diwali, and post-Diwali. It's a very, very anxious time, and also, I think, an emotionally charged time for people as well. Which brings me on to the subject of making ourselves feel good and healthier for not only this time of the year, but other times of the year as well. And what we're going to be talking about today is pressure points for good health. And some of the questions I have for you, Kamu, are what do we need to know about acupressure points? Which is the best foot pressure point for health? What are the pressure points in the body? And which are the best pressure points for massage as well, amongst other things, of course. So there's always tons to learn from you. So I'm getting pretty excited about it today. What do we need to know about pressure points about the body?
Okay, the pressure points, first of all, are all over the body.
Okay.
It's not just in the hands. It is on the hands. It's on your arms. It's on your elbows, on your legs, on your stomach. It's all over the body. You just need to know the right pressure point to do certain things in the body with the issues. Now, with the Diwali coming along, everybody will be so busy eating, eating, and eating, especially those delicious Indian sweets and savory.
Yeah, you better believe it. Absolutely, yes.
And that will for sure, first of all, will have you a toothache or you put on weight.
Yes.
But for the toothache, for example, if you get a toothache with while you're having these lovely sweets during Diwali time, all you have to do is on the index finger, using a pressure point stick. This is called the pressure point stick. And the little side of the pressure point stick, you just press on the index finger just outside where your nail is. I'll just do it the other way around. And you just put it here. And can you believe this, Tony, that when you do this pressure point just under your nail on the index finger, on the back of your palm, it will stop your toothache. You don't have to go to the dentist and spend the money, but this will absolutely relieve the pain of your toothache.
That's a brilliant example, Kamu. As far as what we need to know about pressure points and what are traditionally known as acupressure points, this is a traditional technique and very much a part of traditional ancient medicine, I believe. And it is known, as you quite rightly just told us, for treating and preventing discomfort. So acupressure is, I suppose, a treatment that can be done on anyone at any time. Am I correct in saying that?
That is right. Yes, it is very much so. Acupressure normally is done with the needles.
Oh, okay.
And yes, and it has to be done with the qualified and professional acupressure people, the doctors. They are specially qualified for that. Yeah. But the pressure points are done by yourselves. If you know the right points and the right issues that you might incur in your body, you need to learn from the yoga teachers, or people learn it from different places. But yes, the pressure points are a little bit different than the acupressure points. Acupressure, like I said, is done by the needles, and it just open up the channels, the nadis in your body, and the circulation will flow. Very similar to the pressure point, except the pressure point also works on your issues, on your pains and aches.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. We are often told, Kamu, that we need to give ourselves a helping hand. And I say that deliberately because located all over the hand are various pressure points that we could discover. Locating them is something I'd like to learn from you today. And where do we go about placing certain fingers on certain pressure points of the hand where we can actually help ourselves to induce calmness and also health-inducing digestive detoxes as well, which I'm learning about hearing more and more about. Perhaps you could shed some light on that for us.
Okay, so for the tension, anxiety, the fear, anything like that, all you have to do is with the fingertips at the back of your head here, you just press it gently, having your head nice and straight, and you will find that just by pressing those two pressure points under your, just on the edge of your hairline.
So at the bottom of the skull, above the shoulders, on the neck region. Okay.
That's right, yes. Where your hairline is at the back, and there is a hollow place there.
Yes.
If you press it gently, the anxiety, the fear, the tension, everything will go away. Just by doing the pressure point.
Wow, I need to do that 24/7.
You just need to know exact pressure point to get it right.
Wow, that's incredible. What other pressure points are there?
Okay, the other one is when we have got the eye issues in the eyes, and we keep on buying all these different types of drops and what have you, and spending so much money, and yet you cannot cure it. But with the pressure point, you can cure your eyes as well. If you've got irritable eyes, hay fever, you've got red eyes, tears, you know, the water running all the time, and you have to keep on, you know, snatching your eyes. All that you have to do is on the fingertips. You know where your first web is between the index finger and the long finger. You know, we say, I'm watching you.
Yes.
We do this, don't we? Yes, that's how you remember. That's your eye point just there in between the webs.
So you've got index finger and the middle finger. And in between there is what again? What did you call that place?
This is called the web.
Okay.
This web. And just under the web in the center, you press it. And you will find that your eyes will start getting better.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for the eyes. And for the ears is on the opposite side, where your little finger and the ring finger is in between the web, right in the center. You press it, and that will cure your ears problems.
How interesting. How interesting.
Yes. Just by doing these two pressure points, eye and ear in line.
We are talking to Kamu Pallan today, who is a health and well-being specialist, as well as the managing director at Golden Tours. And today we're talking about pressure points. Kamu, we speak about today about pressure points of the hand. What about putting our best foot forward? There are pressure points which are found in the foot or in the feet. And what are they, and what benefits do they have for us?
Okay. In the feet, there are some pressure points that you do, and your liver. If you got issues with the liver, like fatty liver or cirrhosis in the liver, it will cure.
Okay.
On the feet. And also on your soles, the whole of your soul has got all the organs in the body. So that's why your organs are active all the time when you're doing a lot of walking. And when you walk, the organs are being pressurized automatically, and the pressure points of the organs, like your stomach, your liver, your spleen, your pancreas, your heart, everything. And that's why the doctors say, do your walking 45 minutes to keep your heart going. And that's where the pressure points are, including in your hands as well. But in the feet as well, on the metatarsals, which is on the top of the feet, like the back of your palm, they've got pressure points everywhere. And different pressure points work with the different diseases. Yes, the feet have got them. The thighs have got them. The knees have got them. Back of the knees has got them. And also your hamstrings have got them for your sciatica, which is a very common...
Yes.
Which is a very common problem with a lot of people, the sciatica.
Yeah, it is.
And also the tennis elbow. You know, when you have a tennis elbow, people say, oh, I can't move my shoulder, and all these neck problems, the muscles on the neck, you can't turn your neck. All you have to do is where your collarbone is, just about the collarbone, where the hollow place is, you press that, and you will find your neck muscles and your shoulder pain and aches will go away instead of going to the physio all the time.
I see. You mentioned a few moments ago about kidneys. Is there such a thing as a kidney point, which can be used to treat fatigue and lethargy as well as to detox the body through the kidneys? Because you mentioned that a few moments ago, and I think that's really interesting.
Yes, I did. For the kidneys as well, yes, there is lots of points, which is just on your palm again, and you can press. People are not going to be remembering all the pressure points exactly, so the best thing to do is, for all the organs, liver, kidneys, all you have to do is massage your palms like this. If you massage it, all the organs are automatically done, and also your digestive system and your stomach also around.
So it's simply rubbing your two hands together. And massaging your palms through that.
Okay, well, that's pretty easy to do. That will be good for all the organs in the stomach. You don't worry about remembering where the kidney point is and where the stomach point is, where your intestines are. But the colon also, again, with a lot of people with the indigestion problem, especially with the Diwali coming along, you will definitely have this indigestion problem. So all you have to do is the heel of your palm. This is called the heel of the palm, whereby you just keep on pressing and rubbing both the sides of your hands, and your colon will be automatically cleaned out. Toxins coming out.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com. We are talking to Kamu Palan, and Kamu Palan is a health and wellbeing specialist, and today we are talking about pressure points. So, Kamu, what about the neck tensions that we have? We need, often we have headaches, or we get tension in the neck and shoulders as well. Is there such a thing as a tension relief point, which is good for reducing pain, which is caused by tension headaches and relieving tired eyes, for instance, and various other ailments?
Yes, again, the same pressure point. You know what? If you do one pressure point, it does not mean it will work only for that. It has got so many other benefits. It can work multitasking. One pressure point, it will do multiple things for you. So again, at the hairline at the back, on the hairline where the hollow place is, you press that, and that's where it will work all over. Just with the two fingers you
can
do.
And how long do these pressure points need to be pressed for? Is it just for a few seconds or minutes or hours or how long?
No, the pressure point can be worked. If you've got a headache, for example, it can be pressed on for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sometimes it will be relieved within 2 minutes. It depends on an individual. It depends how anxiety you have. And the less, sometimes some of the pressure points, 5 minutes, and it does the job. Wonderful. And you can continue doing it until you resolve your issues. Otherwise, you just stop it. Even sometimes it does it within one go, and you don't have to do it again.
Come on, you mentioned a few moments ago about Diwali being with us, and it's the festive time of the year of indulgence. So our metabolism perhaps suffers in many ways than one. Is there such a thing as a metabolism boosting point where we can actually induce our metabolism to make ourselves feel better and healthier as we indulge during the festive times of the year?
Absolutely. There is these two beautiful points near your navel. The navel is in the center on the side, 1 inch apart. You press those two points nicely, very nicely. You can be sitting, you can be sleeping, you can be lying, whatever you want, standing, and you just press it next to the navel, 1 inch apart from the navel. Two points, you press deep inside as much as you can, and normal breathing in and out for 5 minutes. It will help with your digestion. It will help with burning the fats in the body. You no need to diet. You can enjoy your festive season and still not have any indigestion or putting on weight.
I like you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for your reassurance. And all of a sudden, I feel a lot better hearing that. Whilst we talk about pressure points, Camus, we have been and are still going through this awful time of COVID. And a lot of people are stressed. And often to release the stress from various parts of the body, and let's face it, all parts of the body are affected by stress in one shape or form or another. Is there something we can do to de-stress ourselves through pressure points?
Yes, you can. You can de-stress yourself 100% with the pressure points. When you have stress, all you have to do is use all your fingers over your forehead, above your eyebrows. You just gently press it all over, on the forehead, on the hairline in the front, on the temple nerves, just on the forehead, and you will find the whole of your stress, anxiety is gone.
Okay.
Just
so,
by pressing gently. Yes. And sometimes, you know, Tony, when you are stressed out or when people have got anxiety, they develop vertigo, or they develop certain type of ear ringing bells in the ears. And when people are talking, they find it so difficult and so painful in the ears. All they have to do is, again, with all your fingertips, in the parting in the middle on the head, all you do is put your fingertips together and you press it on the center part of your head where your parting is.
Yeah.
And you just continue one side. Then you come back in the front line and you continue. And the vertigo, dizziness, headaches, migraine, and ringing of the bells in the ears, which is a very common thing, apparently has been developed since the pandemic. And I have noticed that when my students, my clients have done all this pressing in the middle, they've realized that all their headaches, migraine, ringing of the ear bells, vertigo, dizziness, everything is gone just by doing one pressure point.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
We are talking to Kamu Palan, and Kamu Palan is a health and well-being specialist, and today we are talking about pressure points, especially as we are approaching the festive times of the year. So either pre-festive or post-festive times, you still need to practice well-being. So Kamu, if you're practicing on yourself, one may notice that some points are more sensitive than others. So why is that? Why does that happen?
Okay, that is because you have an issue. Say, for example, you were pressing. You don't know what you're pressing, but you are just pressing. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, that's painful. But you don't know, obviously, what is. That is because the blockage, there is a blockage in that nervous system, in that nerve, particular muscle or the nerve or the bone. And when you continue pressing around that area, wherever you have pain, you will find that it will release the pain after a minute or two. You continue. Don't give up when there is a pain, when you're doing a pressure. When you press something and it's painful, don't give up. Keep on pressing it gently, gently, gently for 5 minutes And afterwards, again, you press it, you will find the pain has gone down. It might not relieve it completely because there is an issue there. There is not enough circulation going in that area or that particular organ. And that's why you have this pain, because of the blockages.
Interesting. Now, what happens if you suffer from food allergies, vomiting, dysentery, fever, or, and you mentioned tennis elbow earlier on. These points, yes. Well, go ahead. Yeah.
I was coming to that, the allergy. We, you know, so many people suffer from allergy and they say, oh, I can't have wheat. I can't. We have been eating all this. Our grandparents and great-grandparents have been eating all this. We've been brought up like that to eat all this. And all of a sudden we find the wheat is not good for you because you have blockages and you've got bloating in the stomach. All this allergy, milk allergy, butter, this, da, 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 what have you. You get all different types of tests. All you have to do is just press on the eyebrows, below your eyebrows.
Just at the top of the nose, on the bridge of the nose, yeah, and just where the eyebrows are, yeah.
Where the eyebrows start, yeah. Under that, you just press it with your two
fingers. So that's just above the eyelids and underneath your eyebrows, just at the top of the nose, the bridge of the nose. So that's where you press, okay.
You press that for about 1 or 2 minutes and you will find the allergy gradually. That's it. Perfect.
Okay. Yes.
And the allergy will go away, any type of allergy. And, you know, this is also very good for insomnia. People who can't sleep at night.
Yes.
They keep on taking all these tablets and medication to just to go to sleep. Mm. All you have to do is 5 minutes before you go to sleep, you just press it under your eyebrows, where the eyebrow starts, and you press it with your two fingers, a gentle pressure and relaxing, breathing in and out, and you will fall asleep right throughout for 6 to 7 hours.
That's incredible. Yep. There is so much to learn about pressure points and acupressure as well.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iglobalnews.com.
Kamal Balan, you are a health and well-being specialist and also a managing director of Golden Tours as well. Now, people want to find out more about what you do and talk about health and well-being and even get a consultation with you. How can they go about getting in touch with you?
Okay, they can email me on my email, which is kamu@goldentours.com, or they can message me on WhatsApp. They can call me anytime. I'm always happy to help people on the cell number, which is 07956377852. And on top of this, I also run my classes, Tony. I do it Monday to Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And I work on issues of the people. Whatever they have issues, I work on that with my yoga abilities, with pressure points, with so many different things, chakras, asanas, and kriyas. Breathing again with the lungs, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of people are having so many issues with their breathing.
Yes.
And there are so many different ways to make sure your breathing, your nervous system, your respiratory system, your lungs are all nice and strong.
Kamu, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. And I'm so looking forward to talking with you again next week as we continue our discussions on health and well-being. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tony, and I hope these points will help a lot of people. That's my aim, to help the people throughout the world.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.